I didn't think, you know, how good it would feel, but it does feel good. Get back here and coaching these guys, you know, really a good group. You know, I think when I first met them and they stood up and did their introductions, really a big physical group. And then you see out here in the red zone some of the speed that is also on our team. So, you know, a great day.
So good to see a kid like Perriman miss yesterday, come back today, show a little bit of toughness, and obviously with it being more of an all-star game.
Right. You know what? And, you know, he didn't have to do that. Great character. You know, one of those guys that really leads the team, really frustrated now because of this injury that took place. And, you know, it is a game that these guys want to showcase their talents. And, you know, I'm sure he's frustrated at that. But, you know, having the ability to work with him the last couple of days has been really good for us.
A couple of days at corner, I guess. Was he look? How's he look?
You know what? You just imagine his first day, comes in there and doesn't even know how to align his feet, you know, to where we have a couple red zone plays and he was making plays in the red zone. So, you know, really a quick learner, really understands it. He just needs reps and, you know, he'll get those chances this game and you know, I'm sure before the combine, get a chance to work some of the techniques. And he just, you know, someone that you really look at and you feel like, boy, he's got the height and the weight and some of the speed that you're looking for. So, you know, really unique individual.
You guys had Trail at tight end a little bit today. Is that something that you do for the benefit of the other teams? Or, I mean,
Well, I think it's always, you know, you try to get these guys, you know, the more that they can do is always, I think, beneficial to them. You know, so the ability to see him play some tight end, play on the defensive side, special teams, a guy with that size and length, you know, that is unique. And I think that if you have a chance to show his athletic ability, it's always something that every team wants to see.
Switch teams tomorrow for a little bit during the day?
Not switch teams, just interview. Okay, so we get a chance to interview the North.
Them as a whole or just the individual?
You know what, they come over and then the position groups get a chance to talk to the position coaches, talk to the position groups, and then I'll get a chance to visit with some, you know, maybe targeted by our scouts.
Did you do that last year? And if so, how big?
It was great. I think if I remember right, a guy like Brandon Linder, you know, was on the other side. So, you know, this has been really good for us, really good. I think, you know, every team's looking for certain traits, and we have a pretty good idea of what we're looking for. So really to target those guys and visit with them has been good.
Impressions of Garrett Grayson over the 3 days?
Here. You know what? He's done a really good job. You know, one of the things, you know, the ball comes off his hand quick, his release, the ability to pick up the offense. A lot's being thrown at these guys. And, you know, not only that, but a new environment for him, the timing of the receivers, and I think he's adjusted really well.
What's the challenge with a kid like Terrence? He's an Orange Park kid, comes in today, first practice. What's kind of the challenge of getting for Coach Salah to get him kind of up to speed?
Well, you know what? That's how I think, you know, he's got to look at it as a positive to come in here and really with, you know, missing a couple of days to show how quick of a learner he is, how quick he can adjust. I know the tight end from Colorado State did the same thing last year that we really liked. And, you know, so you hear stories like that happened before, and it's, you know, just in visiting with him real quick, he'll take advantage of it.